Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I had no intention whatsoever of speaking about this. I perhaps should have spoken about it a long time ago publicly, and perhaps today is a day when one of my family members was killed, and maybe it's their soul that kept me from sleeping all night. And then when I awoke, I was browsing through my email and through my Facebook, and my soul brother, student, friend, great Jewish actor, and the head of the Dachau project, Avi Hoffman, from Florida in the world, had a link. And the link said, the hidden Holocaust special by CBSN. And I generally do not watch Holocaust programs because I cannot take the pain. I was born after the war in Germany of Holocaust surviving parents. Both parents were in Auschwitz and Bergen-Belsen. And basically, I grew up without a family. I had my parents. I had a sister. And I had tears. And I had crying. And I had people who came to my house day after day after day, crying, speaking about their families, survivors, looking for their families, asking my father, who should rest in peace, for help to go to Israel, to go to America. They came with nothing. They came with little bags. My whole childhood was spent like this. And I looked at this special, which really, really you shouldn't miss. And it's not by a historian, and it's not by a Jew, and it's not by a survivor, but it's the story of a French Catholic priest, Father Patrick Dubois, who for the past 15 years has been tracking down the site in Russia and the former Russia of hundreds and hundreds of villages where Jews lived, where Jews were butchered and murdered and dehumanized and words don't explain, and buried in mass graves. And these are words that don't really take on any meaning whatsoever until you find such a human who spent 15 years of his life going around tracking down the bodies, the skeletons of victims in fields where corn grows and wheat grows, and where people haven't been touched by time, where people who were children at the time still remember and still see and live with their images every single day of their life because they saw it. They saw it with their own eyes. They were standing there, made to look at what it means to kill, what it means for humans to be no more than, I can't say animals because I love animals and I would never want to see an animal treated in this way. And you see the faces of these people speaking. And you see the face of Patrick Dubois as he hears the testimonies of people that time has passed by for them. It's not 2016. It's 1943. It's 1944. Time hasn't arrived there. The craziness of our life and what we built over the past 70 years to make us spoiled brats hasn't touched these people. Their memories live inside of them. And God has sent a Catholic priest with incredible heart and incredible humanity to go and find. And they dug up a grave, and they found the mothers with their babies still attached to them. They found thousands of bodies, and they realized that what we have as far as numbers are concerned are not factual, but really, does it matter? I will never find. My father looked for years and years and years to know where exactly his 9 brothers were killed. Where his mother and his father were killed. Where his aunt and his uncle were killed. And I remember, as a child, trying to come to grips with what I heard. Coming to grips with what a child of 4, 5, 6, 7 should never understand, should never have in her mind, should never be part of. And yet, numbers tattooed into arms every day of my life. Seeing my mother crying every day of my life. listening in the nighttime under the blanket where I made a tent to hide myself because I didn't want to hear anymore. People wailing for hours talking about their families. Second generation children like me aren't the norm. I didn't have a childhood like the norm. I'm missing a childhood, really. We didn't come to America in 1960 until 1962. My father didn't want to leave Germany because he felt that the Germans needed to repay him for all that he had lost. How do you repay human life? How do you repay parents? How do you repay brothers and sisters? How do you repay family? How do you repay feelings? How do you repay when humanity inside of you has a vision of horror and pain? And when I was growing up, I used to argue with my father day and night. Papa, how can you stay there? I lived the life of a wolf child. I was not allowed to have children in my house. They were Germans. I went to a school of all girls. I got beaten up regularly for being Jewish, for not going to school on Saturday. I used to give away my shoes to children that I saw who didn't have any. And that did happen a number of times in my childhood. And then I was reprimanded very strongly. But when we came to America, I wanted to forget all of that. I wanted to get rid of all of that. I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to be just like every American child watching television, listening to rock and roll, going out with my friends, going to jams and having ice cream and potato chips. But I was always different. And if you ask my co-schoolmates at Union High School, when I first came to America, green, old country, they will tell you. But you know what? Nothing has changed. I remember in 1990 when I moved from Budapest to Kiev. It was a very difficult time of my life. I was getting a divorce after a very, 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 very difficult 11 and a half years of marriage that completely, completely drained and destructed me for many years. And I found out that in Kiev there is a monument of a mass grave called Babi Yar. And I don't go to funerals and I don't go to cemeteries. I've been a number of times for my parents. My daughter doesn't have a grave. She was cremated. But I just don't go. So when I heard about Babi Yar, I don't exactly know what moved me to go, but I was in such emotional and physical pain. I was very, very ill at the time as well. Maybe I needed to connect. It was a very gray day. It was Kiev at the beginning of April. And I stood all by myself in front of the monument. I recited the prayer for the dead, and I recited the cry of our people, "Hear, O Israel, the God, our God, the God, our God is one. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad." So my prayer today, so my prayer then, so my prayer to my last breath. And I cried, I cried. And I remember inside myself feeling an eruption of pain. And I began connecting and listening and hearing inside and voices that spoke to me and said, "Who are you? Who have you become? Why are you not speaking for us? Why are you not telling our story? Why have you forgotten us?" But I've never forgotten you. You're always in my heart. But these voices inside my soul screaming, and this morning, as I was watching this special, Hidden Holocaust, hidden, hidden from what? Hidden from humanity, hidden from history books, hidden from those who say it never happened. Hidden from those who will destroy the land that people built. That have lost everything. Generation today that doesn't want to know this even existed. That their grandparents, we're talking 70 years. That their grandparents were there. Their great-grandparents were annihilated. We have just passed the ninth day of We've just passed the destruction of our people. Two temples. How many destructions have the Jewish people overcome? That's the word, overcome. How long do we wait for the world to accept this tiny flock of 1% of the world population? And then you know what? I fly around the world, I teach on all over the world, and I read, and I connect, and I see that then they may have had, if I want to be generous and say the world did not know, we didn't have the means that we have today, but today we have the means to understand, to know everything within a second of it happening. Today the doors are open. There is nothing hidden except everything is really hidden. We don't want to hear it. We don't want to deal with it. We don't want to understand it. It's not us, so it's there, so it doesn't matter. It's not true. Christians are being massacred. Children are being massacred. Mothers are holding on to their babies just like when they were turned around in the ditches and shot in their back. Nothing has changed. Humanity has not learned. Where are you? Where is your voice? Where is your fight for people? Hundreds of thousands of people murdered in the last number of years. Every single day, people are being annihilated. For what and why? Because they're Syrians. Because they're Somalians, because they're Rwandans. Why? Why? Where is the heart of the world? Where is religion? Where is God in your life? Where is He? If you believe, if you pray, if you connect, if you are human, there must be inside of you that spark of humanity that says, no, there has to be a respect for life, and there has to be a respect for memory. And there has to be an understanding of you can't allow as a human being. You must do something. We're going into next week's portion. It's not time to talk about it. But in the Haftarah of this portion in which Moses describes to the Jewish people the land, the fact that he can't go, and the fact that the Jewish people will forget their God, put away their Torah, put away their learning, the prophet says, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. Console, console my people, says God. A voice calls in the desert, clear the way of the Lord, straighten out the wilderness, a highway for God. That's what we need. We need straighten out the wilderness, a highway for God. A highway for his creation, a highway for his human beings, a highway for his learning, a highway for peace, a highway for love, a highway for understanding, a highway, find a way together to come back to being human beings. A highway. Straight to heaven, to connect to what is the legacy of humanity. No matter what religion you are, no matter what your faith, God created you. He created the Jewish people to be lamplighters to the world. That's why the history of our people is what it is, because we, the chosen people, walking away from his Torah, from his gift to us, from his laws, from 613 commandments. And if you're not a Jew, it makes no difference. The Noahide laws govern the world. The Noahide laws govern the humanity of the world. Please. We're all a product of all that is hidden and all that is revealed. Reveal the good, the bad behind you. Reveal the love, leave the hate behind you. Reveal God in the world and love one another. The basis of Torah, the basis of the Bible. Ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha, love thy neighbor as thyself. And if you do, our world will change and love will prevail. God bless you all. I will see you soon.